Oh, that was like a half burp, half hiccup.
A burp up.
Yes, a burp.
A hiccup.
Burp up, and burp up, and down.
She said, drawing the word out, so it was.
Here we go, the counter on the final turn, and in first place is Logan the Lonely Testicle.
Oh my god, I can't believe he actually did it. No one was expecting this, but here he is, taking the victory lap right now. He's going to get that cold glass of
milk. And they were down on the ground to the winner's circle. Logan, would you like to dedicate this win to anybody in particular?
I'd like to dedicate this win to the lost one.
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map. DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri. Gone. Taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here.
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories. And that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
Batman Return to Arkham came out in a broken, buggy mess for PS4.
Oh my god,
Xbox
has he been doing this
owners.
The entire time I've been gone?
Mad Max was not good.
I'm actually kind of sad that I missed this.
Yeah, man, you had your chance. You blew it.
I run the show, Dave!
And you could have...
I could have not run the show?
You could have not run the show, exactly.
Let's see. Priorities. Run the show or listen to Dave rant and just forget about the show?
Obviously, you want to do the latter more than the former.
Oh, like, yeah, favorite, more... and subscribe to submit your vote as to whether or not you believe that I made the right call.
Let's see here. Apparently, there was a new Mario Party game that came out for the 3DS, which still does not have online play.
Yeah, I think the timing there is a little tough. Although I didn't realize that they added network play to Scott Pilgrim on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox.
Yeah, they did.
Well, Dave, can you get a PlayStation 3 again so we can play it?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not buying a new game system. I'm borrowing a PS4 from my friend and that's it. And I don't think Final Fantasy 15 is going to be good.
David doesn't break the rules. He bends them to suit his will. And then when it doesn't suit his will, he just creates new rules.
Also, apparently The Last Guardian is coming out on December 6th.
Yeah, right. Delayed again.
Has it been delayed again?
Well, they delayed Persona 5 to next year already.
Yep, and it'll probably get delayed again.
I'm not surprised. Did you ever get your watch for Zero Time Dilemma?
Yeah, I eventually got that. Unfortunately, the clasp on it was kind of shitty build quality and it broke, so I have to get that repaired.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
But it is a cool-ass watch.
Repaired?
And look, here's the bottom line. The bottom line takeaway we gotta take for all these game releases for 2016. There hasn't been a Bloody Roar game in fucking 20 goddamn years.
It's been that long?
I'm looking it up right now. I feel like, oh, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. It was 13 years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's more like 12 years.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where all we do is listen to David bitch and moan about games that he plays and doesn't play.
Oh, I've played plenty of games. I have not played a single not game.
Yep, a single not game.
That's a lie. You play Final Fantasy 14 all the time.
I've never played a single game.
He's never played it. David is actually Amish. He's
yeah.
Really good.
Like right now,
it.
I'm breaking several covenants with our Lord for this show.
No.
Joining me tonight are David, Logan, and Sean, referee Val, guests Wolfboy and Temsu, who will be showing up late. Hopefully, he actually shows up this time.
Hopefully.
Womp, womp, womp.
Wait, Wolfboy? He was here, wasn't he?
He is here.
Temsu's late.
Temsu. Yes. Oh, dude, that's a hot bat girl. Is Temesu. That from Bloody Roar?
It's actually short for the mustard.
The mustard, dude.
Yes. Temsu is just an anthropomorphic container of mustard. So when he's
that what you're
You know what game we need to get more of? Star Gladiator.
Oh, God.
Remember that fucking game for the PS1?
No, I remember Star
no,
Blade.
No, I don't. You know what game we actually need more of?
Silent Hill?
Cyril Silent Silly Show?
Hills. No, I was going to go with Silent Hill, you know, the game I really want, but...
But now that just makes me sad.
Look, Logan, I know that you take it personally whenever we bring this up, but I think at some point you should really write a letter to Kojima and Del Toro and just say, look... I lost one of my balls waiting for your game. Can you just make it already?
I'm going to wait until after Death Stranding comes out, and if it's not Silent Hills, then I'll send that letter.
But he did make a sequel to Star Gladiator, but it only came out in Japan under the name Plasma Sword Nightmare of Bilstein.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah. Dreamcast, bruh.
That's scary. All right, tonight we are going to go back, Marty.
No, we can go forward.
We can go back. We're already back. We're at page 99 in Celestion Daycare's Excellent Adventures.
How's that back? That's forward.
I don't even know what direction we're going anymore. We're in Wonka's Wacky Elevator.
I'm attempting to open a package that was sealed very well.
Good luck.
Smells like freshly sealed magic cards.
Magic cards? Like Magikarps?
Did anybody else have a ritual where you stood over a freshly opened video game and took in that factory smell?
No, yeah. Because that factory smell is full of bad things. Like
no, I did. They said, you know how they say that a new car smell gives you cancer? Well, there you go.
But you'll do it anyway.
I'm so glad you're able to do that and make us not feel bad for making the joke for you. I'm going to be going first tonight. I hope everybody has their drinks ready and their erections hard.
Logan,
no, I don't have an erection.
Before we start, Jesus, Logan.
What's up?
Did you see that Undertaker return, bro?
No.
Oh.
When was that? Was that on Tuesday?
It was last night on SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't watch SmackDown live. I watch it recorded.
SmackDown?
Oh, I watched it semi-live. Someone was streaming a recording of it on YouTube, so I fucking watched it.
Hello, my name is Marty Levinson, and this is SmackDown Live. First, let me get it off my chest. I hate the traffic here in New York, and you also can't get a good spicy pickle for your life.
That's right, Phil, but you know what you can get? Some delicious roast beef.
Yes, and the Reuben's down on Fifth Avenue are to die for.
The milk of the mother should not touch the food of the calf, know what I'm saying?
No.
The milk of the mother should not touch the food of the calf.
That is the English translation title. Of basically the kosher can't mix meat and milk together.
Yeah, don't mix your meat and milk together because that's bad.
Which is why you also can't fuck anthropomorphized cow ladies. You can't.
But
give
you can.
Them, you can't because you can't give
you
them
serious?
Your meat.
That's against being kosher.
Yeah,
that's
specifically- whoa, man! Fuck being Jewish, man. Even if there's a monetary trade-off, I don't know.
I don't think there's a monetary trade-off, Dave.
It's an erection trade-off. I'm reading first, okay?
Well, I mean, they already took part of my erection anyway, so.
Oh, they're taking our boners.
One piece at a time.
No.
I mean, hopefully they just do it once, not multiple times.
Yeah, I would really hope if there was, like, 7 easy installments of 19
yeah,
points.
Yeah, it's the repo men. They do take it back in installments.
Oh, God.
You had sex with a girl on my bed? Oh, wait, no, it's a girl. You had sex with a girl on my bed? She screamed, and I recoiled a little. Ugh. Lathe looked up amusedly from the book to watch the debacle unfold. It was that Tabitha girl, wasn't it? Oh, you're so busted! Not only did you bring a girl home, but you did it in my... damn it!
You can't read!
Take a drink, Sonny. Also, I'm gonna post some cow women.
Move.
You did it on my bed! David, I hope you're not getting any more Forza achievements. Joe, you're my lookout for that.
You don't even know what I'm doing with my life.
What I'm doing with my life.
Yes, what I'm doing. I'm doobie-doobie-doo.
I'm taking you down, pervert! What? No, please. I just... Blaze was sleeping and we didn't want to... I sighed. Sigh. Giving up on attempting to do anything. So, this is the part where you tell me the price of your silence, isn't it?
Yeah! $50! Yeah!
The anger.
I want you $50. Give it to me right now.
The anger left her face immediately. Her grip on the bra loosened a little, and her voice perked right up. Wait a minute. I already have it perky. I don't know if I can go any higher. Damn it. She wasn't mad at all.
Squeeze your balls.
All right.
I always wanted a roommate.
You know what? I'm gonna need to start instituting hazard pay on the show if I need to twist my testicles to get the altered voice. She knew she'd get... Sorry, Logan. She knew she'd get whatever she
Bruh.
Wanted. Dude, so, I said to twist your balls, not Logan's.
Logan doesn't have it.
That was the joke.
Yes, I do. I just...
Do you have, like, cool inserts? Do they make clacking noises?
No, I still have one.
Oh, okay. Do you
no,
have an
David,
for
it
the
is
other
like
one?
If you lose an eye and you get a glass eye, you can't get a glass testicle.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
Good. No, you can't!
Did you inquire?
Yes, I asked!
They wouldn't give you a spare?
It doesn't work like that, man.
No, it's a smaller, more utility-sized testicle for if you break down. It can only go for 50 miles.
So wait, is this 50 miles of
use? They internally put in the penis pump so that you could just pump one of your balls and get your dick big.
Oh, dude, is your... Cool. Dude... Logan, is your penis pull crank?
All the questions you wanted to know about Logan's genitals and never asked. David, stop playing Forza in your mind.
I'm not playing Forza in my mind.
You're playing with Forza dick. With your testicles.
I'm not even playing Forza at the moment.
At the moment.
I'm posting cowgirls and stuff.
I'm gonna go back to where it was. She knew she'd get whatever she wanted in exchange for this.
First, I want you to leave your door unlocked during the day and take the password off your computer so I can use it when you're not home.
Fine, I groaned. Ah, that actually really hurts. The computer in my room was far and away better than the one in the living room, which was a compact Presario from 1994 and still ran Windows 3.1.
Christ.
As if they had Microsoft in that world.
What would it name?
Somebody look up the Pokemon equivalent to Microsoft.
Look up the Pokemon equivalent to a compact Presario.
Oh, wait. Hey, Tensu's here.
Yes.
Hey, for Tensu.
Yay, you're still alive and not a figment of my imagination. A gift for my 18th birthday. It had better specs across the board, leaving me no reason to use the 6-year-old dinosaur of a family computer. Amy had been trying to get access to it ever since I got it. Oh, that was like a half burp, half hiccup.
A burp up.
Yes, a burp.
A hiccup.
Burp up and down.
She said, drawing the word out, so it was...
First place is Logan the Lonely Testicle.
Oh my god, I can't believe he actually did it. No one was expecting this, but here he is taking the victory lap right now. He's gonna get that cold glass
of milk. And they were down on the grounds in the winner's circle. Logan, would you like to dedicate this win to anybody in particular?
I'd like to dedicate this win to the lost one.
And then everyone got real sad.
He's pouring an entire bottle of maple whiskey into the winner's cup, and he's pouring it out on the ground.
Pour one out for my homies.
Da 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 da.
Why are you doing?
What you said? Like pour one out for the lost one.
Doesn't need to do military requiem music.
And then we go to Taps.
I wasn't.
Yeah, Taps is not military requiem music.
I wasn't.
What is military requiem music?
It's every Remembrance Day.
Probably just fucking Requiem for a Dream.
Da 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 da. Played on the saddest trumpet ever.
So what? I'm still a rock star. I have my rock moves, and I don't need you.
She said, drawing the word out, fuck, of course there was an and. My birthday is in a few weeks. I don't care how you do it, but I want a Pokemon from the daycare. What if there are no unwanted eggs?
Yay!
Then you'd better have some money saved up to buy one. If I don't have a Pokemon on my birthday, you're in so much shit. She hit puberty mid-sentence.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
This is blackmail, you know. She smirked, starting to walk away. And which do you think Mom would be more upset with? Blackmail or you doing terrible things on your sister's bed? When did you suddenly become so mature? Her only response was a laugh. Ha! As she shut my door, followed by a reminder.
Ha!
Ha! Ha!
Thank you, Crankor.
She is Crankor. Followed by a reminder to remove the password by tonight. Lathe laughed once she was out of earshot. Devious little brat, isn't she? Yeah, I think...
Shut up, snark.
Shut up.
Licorice.
Yeah.
And so begins the fall.
Yes. Yeah, I think I should go back and check her hairline again. See if the 666 mark is any more visible. I pulled myself...
That's a smart joke, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what you cringe
at. It's really not, Dave!
It's a smart joke.
No!
You have watched a Gregory Peck movie for that. That's smart.
I pulled myself out of bed and toward the computer. If she was going to have unsupervised access to the machine, there were plenty of security measures I had to take. That's a drink for me, and David, you're up.
GG.
Oh, man, already?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Fucking in my mind.
Mm-mm.
No, wait, that's one more page than we were supposed to go. Sorry.
Yeah.
The login password was nixed, but I had to gather up all the porn strewn across more than a couple places and get it in.
Get it all.
Get like, it in.
This guy does not like classify like all document properly as porn.
No, look, you want to hide your porn, you hide it in the Windows System 32 directory. Nobody would ever look there.
That's the first place I look for things.
What, like, you go in there and you're like, oh, this doesn't look like an essential system file. Up, blue screen.
Yeah.
You're a monster, Dave.
What better way to burn down the establishment?
Okay, I was gonna say, you're so used to using your stick at this point. You've gotta have better methods.
And get it all into one place. Newly passworded folder. That's a strange fragment. Then came adjustments to how my browser handled history to keep her from poking around in places she wasn't supposed to. Full stop. Everything had to be neatly whitewashed, because if she found anything she could use for further blackmail, she'd jump on it.
Just get a fucking USB drive.
Just for safety purposes.
Oh, yeah.
I even hid away my guilty pleasure music. Sorry, Cher. I don't believe there's life after love.
Do you believe in Pokemon love?
Love. No, it's love. So sure. It
I
just
can
wasn't...
taste the chicory in a veg. It's really quite minty on my tongue, yeah.
Do you believe in Pokemon love?
Da, 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 da.
I really want to have some love, but it's against most of all of the laws.
Well, if the Constitution is to be believed.
Right, stick. With everything settled, I got back into bed, grumbling about how stupid we must have been to miss the bra. Those unbridled, unbridled, heaving love humps. Yeah. Leth rolled off the cot to lie against me, instinctively coming to run fingers through the fur on her neck and back.
So no more abrasive snackiness?
No, still. Just not right now. This is nice.
Ah.
I pulled her a bit closer, resting my head against hers. Looks like the Ice Queen's defrosted.
Better cook her fast, otherwise she's gonna go bad.
I'll still cut your eyes out, you know.
Fine, fine. So, am I ever going to find out what happened before we met?
Some other time. I don't want to bring up all that and spoil the mood.
Oh, wait, you really want to know what happened to me before we met here? Let me show you the entire series of Quantum Leap.
Well, let's just say that I don't believe there's life after love.
Oh, no, are we really going to do
after this? Love, after love, after love,
after love. After love, after
love, after love. After love, after love, after love.
After love, after love.
After love, after love, after love.
No matter how hard.
I don't want to bring up all that. Oh, I don't bring all that up and spoil the mood. I haven't felt this warm and loved.
There was no ever attached to it, and a moment's silence hung over us. Why don't you go?
Lock the door.
To keep Amy from coming back in?
In a sense.
She rubbed up against my body, her hind leg rubbing against my
crotch.
A lot of decisions for me came down to balancing one thing against another. On one hand, I was pretty tired from the Christmas festivities, and in general, my very lazy few weeks of recovery left me lethargic and sleepy. On the other hand, it had been about 36 hours since I last had
sex. No, it's not 36 hours, Dave.
Oh, sorry. It had been about 36 hours since I had last had sex.
Val, did you miss that too?
The one moment I look back at the chat. Seriously, I look back once in a while and like that exact moment because my right behind.
Val, all you have to say is that you don't believe in life after love.
Yeah.
After love, after love, after love.
Horrible, I know. In spite of how minor a complaint that was, damn it, my growing sex addiction demanded to be fed.
That's a problem. You should just go see someone.
Yeah,
for that.
Counselor, support groups, and all of it.
Look, I went to see the counselor, but Deanna Troi did not have it. She wasn't letting me get it. And Betazoids are super easy, so.
I don't think they are, Dave.
Have you seen Diana's mother in Deep Space Nine? Boom, checkmate.
Wasn't that Gene Roddenberry's widow?
I don't remember.
Hold on, I have to find a poster now.
Did you know in the original draft of Star Trek, Ferengis were supposed to have huge dicks?
Awesome. Okay, here. This is the only thing I'm probably going to post image-wise tonight. There we go. One man did them all. Who is this man? How does his beard help him? Why is it impossible to resist him? You are invited to learn and experience the Riker technique.
And this is why these days Evo is keeping it clean shaven. Like, trim. Clean trim.
Hey, mine's about as long as his is.
After the click of the lock and I turned around, seeing the Absol's lithe body, curved air and her eyes flashing with hunger, it became almost tangible need that burned in my legs. As though the floor had turned to lava, I threw myself to the bed. Unfortunately, I missed, and the lava burned my body completely. All organic matter was heated up to a point where the water exploded out of my cells. As steam, shit happens. Frantically writhing my way up until I lay above the dark type, my lips seizing hers with a hungry, inflamed kiss. Because of the lava, it was inflamed. She nudged me into a roll, her soft paws on my face as she deepened the kiss and grinded against me.
Oh no, we're getting below the crust!
69 bows? Yes.
Came my muffled reply as her tongue invaded my mouth.
You know what? As grotesque as it is, it kind of has a porno title that would roll off the tongue. 69 to canine.
Tuesday's Spice Sabbath is my favorite porno.
More like a panther?
Yeah, more like a panther.
Buffalo pull-apart bread? That sounds amazing.
I just got very hard.
It has nothing to do with what he said. He just did.
Pizza dough.
Are you done, Dave?
No, I'm never done.
Fucking...
My God.
No, you are done.
No, he's not.
I have like one line left.
Read it! Stop looking at pizza dough shit!
another fleeting moment. Let us share that sincerity before we moved on to something that was a bit less wholesome. Certainly not dispassionate. But a whole lot sweatier.
We went in the sauna. Wolf Boy, you're up.
Wolf Boy, sauna. I imagine with
all the wet fur.
It's going to smell like wet dog.
Borf, borf.
Borf, borf. Borf, borf. Borf, borf. Borf, borf. Borf, borf.
Her body shifted with that sort of agility that told me she used to be a fighter.
I could have been a contender.
The welterweight champion, Absol.
Absol punches out the ref.
Her hands couldn't get my boxers open fast enough, and I could already feel her trying to start licking at it beneath the fabric. I'd have some comment about being a bit too eager, but with that same agility, she had brought her pussy to my mouth and wasn't playing soft. Rubbing it against my face with a very clear message.
Eat it, Joes. Eat it, Joes. Eat it, Joes.
There was a faint...
David, we're doing it again.
What? I'm not doing it. You're doing it.
There was a faint trace to her juices that made it taste a bit like black licorice. Something that may not have been the fruity mint flavor of Meg, but it was still rather pleasant. In contrast to Meg, her proportions made her insides a lot closer to human, something I needed a bit more practice with.
Dude, you had like all weekend sex with Tabitha or whoever.
Tabitha or whoever.
I don't remember what the fucking name was.
No, her last name is whoever. Tabitha whoever.
No, the first name is whoever. That's just they call her Tabitha because you can't just call somebody whoever, you know? Parents were just not right in the head.
Thankfully, she lacked the experience to really know what she was missing, finding just the presence of my tongue entering her to be greatly pleasurable.
Pleasurable.
It put a lot of pressure off me to have someone with less experience than I did. Tabby had a handful of human girlfriends, and Angie's Pokemon were accustomed to eating her out, leaving me with some pretty big shoes to fill.
Angie had feet the size of Shaquille O'Neal.
That's pure accommodation, baby.
My Absol, however, had only experienced me and Meg, so she was a pretty easy sell. Fingers on her thighs, tongue lapping at her moist slit.
Her piss.
And she was putty in my hand. The motion of her grinding against my body slowly bunched up my shirt, so that her belly, with the softest fur on her, rubbed against my bare flesh. I wasn't a tickle fetishist, but...
Thank God.
But hell if a lush coat brushing against me skin. Brushing it.
Yes.
But hell if a lush coat.
Can you say the whole line again, please?
I wasn't a tickle fetishist. But hell if a lush coat brushing against me skin didn't make me feel all warm inside.
Then you become a pirate.
Because
me skin.
Oh, got it.
You are a purloin.
Yar, har, fiddly dee. Fucking a Pokemon, it's alright with me.
Eat who you want because they don't care anyways.
You are a purloin. You're a purloin. We got us a map.
a map.
Our secret box.
It was a warmth that leaned considerably south as the warm, wet mouth worked me over. The obvious balance to her being too inexperienced to know there was anything better than me was that she wasn't exactly dynamite in the oral department.
That's kind of fucking rude.
Yeah.
If she's not good, fucking whatever. Teach her how to do it.
Be the in-game tutorial.
It's all about communication with your partner.
Press X to suck. Press circle to blow.
Press A to pay respect.
Right bumper, left bumper for hand movements.
Drinking and laughing don't mix. It was a lot like Purloin's first efforts at a blowjob. Sloppy and amateurish.
Oh, I thought you were going to say full of teeth.
What a dickhole. Sloppy and amateurish.
At the same time, though, there was
David,
a sort
stop
of...
being amateurish.
Sorry, I can't help it, man.
At the same time, though, there was a sort of loving quality to it. As she had shown during her first time, Leith's affections ran deeper than Purloin's or Meg's. It lent a certain intensity and passion to her ministration. The paw against my thigh held on just a bit tighter, each tightening of her maw more kiss-like, the shining in her eyes a lot dreamier.
She's turning into a murloc. Definitely a noise that would ruin any blowjob for me. Not gonna lie.
I don't know. I think that would enhance it.
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen a few pornos that had them make that noise, and I feel like it wasn't a deal breaker.
Yeah, I don't think it's a deal breaker.
I was gonna say, I think it's kind of relative to the person. Would be a deal breaker to me for sure. Val, you can't order that Murloc cosplay. I'm sorry.
Jeez, Steve, you're so close-minded.
Oh my god, that's a key good to me.
You taste so good.
I moaned into her folds, licking up some of her fluids as I tried to hold on to her better.
I think it would sound less like you're inside of, less like you're trying to communicate through the drive-thru and more like, you know, smush your cheeks together. You taste so good.
You taste so
I don't think she's so tight that she's squeezing his face.
Maybe her legs are clamped around his head.
What do you know, Dave?
It's true. I don't know, but that's the beauty of this debate. We can have discussions.
Her legs parted a bit more, and she pushed down harder against me. The base of her tail, just above her anus, seemed a rather sensitive spot.
Anus.
I did. I said anus. Seemed a rather sensitive spot as she began to buck a little upon my fingers rubbing it. Her back arched up. She mewled and replied with, "Oh, boss, is the password off? I want to use the computer now!"
Like, fuck you! I'm trying to tap this AMSOL!
Fuck. I scowled beneath my breath. Leith followed up with a more colorful stream of curse words.
Red, blue, orange, yellow.
I get it, too.
As she pulled away from me, I grabbed the can of air refresher and gave it enough sprays to cover up the smell. Put my dick
wouldn't,
away.
Wouldn't want your room to smell like black licorice.
Why does it smell like Febreze and vagina in here?
Because I was having Febreze, or was it vagina-scented Febreze?
Ew.
Hey, man, fucking niche market.
It's all we had at the store.
Gave it enough sprays to cover up the smell. Put my dick away, and moved for the door. I turned the lock and reluctantly opened it up for the smiling brat, who merely pushed through me to the computer. "Keep the sound down," I muttered, shuffling back to bed. "I'm going to take a nap."
Okay, next up is Logan, and I'll be back in a moment.
Let's just speculate on what she's doing on that computer.
Jerking off!
No, I really think that she's like looking up something like whatever the Pokemon world equivalent of Club Penguin is, Club Piplup.
Oh, that's
David,
bad.
We've read this before. She's jerking off.
Is she?
After being interrupted like that, I had no desire to be awake ever again.
Oh, boo fucking who?
Boo fucking.
The boo fucking?
Yeah. Big boo, little boo.
Not my kink. Boos don't look human enough to fuck.
Floor boo.
I don't know.
Dave, when has that ever been a barrier for you?
That's actually kind of like the problem is I need something that's anthropomorphized. I don't want something that's like...
What about the...
You could just make it anthropomorphized, Dave. Just slap some titties on that
fucking
boo.
That doesn't make it anthropomorphized. You gotta have the whole package, brah.
Well, put some weird curvy legs on it, too. I'm sure you can work.
People in the chat, please make that happen, because it would be really funny.
Give Dave his anthropomorphic boo, because he's a moron.
Would that count, like, in Mario... Paper Mario... when you have those kind of witch chicks, like witch genie chicks, whatever.
I mean, I've seen porn of those.
David, would you fuck the girl Goomba?
No.
No, don't lie to me.
I wouldn't. Now, Toadette, on the other hand.
Chapter 14. A bunch of people have been asking if Amy is going to be involved. Well, I'm obviously not going to spoil that bit, but come on, take a guess.
They're gonna fuck!
Yes.
Think about all the stuff that's similar to the original so far and take a damn guess.
They're gonna fuck, and then they're gonna have kids and go get McDonald's.
And then like they're gonna move to West Africa.
This guy is
my god, there's a whole West Africa commune of just incest people.
He's George Lucasing his own story.
Pretty soon happy, I muttered, dropping a bag of food into the wheelbarrow. On my first day back to work, the thermometer dipped. No, plummeted by about 10 degrees.
Oh, boo.
Sinnoh winter wasn't any kind of fun, but fuck if I could remember it being such an asshole.
You know, like the Absol's asshole that I just had sex with.
He didn't have sex with it. He got blue-balled.
He got dangerously close.
Even with the new coat Mom got me for Christmas, which was so warm, I wanted to thank the makers of it personally.
Okay.
I had it zipped, buttoned, and even wore the hood on the back of it. With all my aversion to hats and hoods, my hair usually keeping my head warm enough, I had given in and hid my mane beneath a black hood. Hopefully, I could one day forgive myself, because it was so cold. And because I still had to warm back up to the work, we took it easy and wheelbarrowed everything. Thankfully, no snow lay on the ground for us to have to shovel up. But in the bitter cold that made me curse weather's existence, there was Bill, smiling. Not his, whoa, everything exists and life is cool smile, either. Yeah, he said to my remark, putting a bag atop the one I lay down. Last night was great. What happened? Four-way? Better.
Five-way!
Seeing him this gleeful cheered me up.
Safe way.
Brought a certain warmth to me that helped Amway. Deal with the fact that my toes were about ready to fall off. With too much gusto and giddiness, I asked, well, what was it? Don't keep me waiting. Angie wore a hat.
The hat.
The hat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Vivo.
What? I couldn't even manage to make it a question. It was just a word, a rhetorical word that expressed my incredulity. He was all worked up over his girlfriend wearing a hat. He scoffed, grabbed the handle to the wheelbarrow we had already loaded up. Dude, it was her cowboy hat.
Seriously, there's hat porn in the chat already?
Yup.
Oliver's dick.
Oliver's dick? Like yeah. Oliver Platt's dick?
Oliver Twist.
No, John Oliver's dick.
No, there is plaid.
Oh, God, it looks like a super suave Italian version of Val's dad.
Everybody's super sonic Val's dad.
Needs a few hairs, like, on the chest, but yeah.
No!
You should probably stop thinking about your father-in-law that way, Steve.
Logan, no. Did I tell you that I accidentally walked in on him jacking off at any point?
Tell us more about that now.
Tell us everything about it.
In great detail.
No detail should be left out, however filthy.
Val, is there any chance that your parents will ever listen to this?
No.
Excellent, Steve, you're on the hook.
Okay, so everybody knows that I go up with Val to spend most, you know, a couple times a year.
So is that what they call cunnilingus for Canadians, going up?
Oh.
We go up to Val's hometown to spend the holidays, as well as assorted, you know, time off that I have throughout the year. This was last Christmas, and I get up early. Even on vacation, on holidays, I still get up, like, between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Val's dad is very much a night person, and normally he will stay up the entire night just, like, playing Diablo 3, which is fine. He's on vacation.
On his weekends, yeah.
Yeah, he's totally allowed to do that, which is cool. You know, Val's family, besides her mom, is all video gamers, which is really nice. It means we have something in common, even though we have a language barrier. So, I believe this was the next to last day that we were there, and I got up at 7. The dogs were bugging me. You know, they wanted to go outside. but it was still too early for us to get up and go upstairs. But I go up because I'm fucking starving. So I go up there. I don't have my glasses on. And I can just tell, you know, there's still a light on at the desk. Val's dad's desk and computer are in the dining room, which is attached to the kitchen. And the stairs up from the basement where we stay are around the corner leading into the kitchen. So I turn the corner into the kitchen. I can tell he's still doing something on the computer, but I can't really see what's going on because I don't have my glasses and I am totally fucking blind without them. But I can see that there's a slight vibration going on over at the desk. And there's a couple of windows that have movement going on. Lots of pink
movement.
Lots of pink fleshy movement.
That's a great episode title.
Did you approach him and then
No, no, no. I took one step backwards, realized that he couldn't hear me because he had headphones on. I didn't see anything. His back was turned. There was a table obscuring everything. I saw nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel nothing. Like that's not what happened, and you probably gave him a reach around.
No. Whatever fan fiction you're writing in your mind, no.
Quick, somebody...
That's
somebody,
the new official headcanon.
Nope.
Somebody draw a picture of Steve-O and Val's dad. And Steve is very clearly the bottom, and he's not comfortable with it.
So without giving up the fact that I had been there at all, I turned around, went back to bed, curled up under the covers, and wept.
No, he woke. He asked me if I was awake, and then like,
Val, your dad's upstairs jerking off.
There, you happy? Can we continue now?
No.
Yeah, I'll read the last three sentences of my part. I'm not seeing the awesome man. Okay. Imagine you're having sex with Angie. Your permission to do so makes me feel less guilty about it. Thanks. Okay, I'm done.
What do you mean? What is done?
Okay, so I know Bill is supposed to be simple, but I fucking hate him.
You know what? I don't hate him.
He's just the Bill character from...
Yeah, he is Bill not as annoying as, like, as Adam himself or Amy. So... you know, small victory. Why is that man having sex with a scorpion?
Why not?
I just found
this is the better question.
Sean, I'm gonna make it so you can stop posting porn. It's your turn to goddamn read.
Fine.
I feel like that won't stop him.
Yeah, that really does not stop me either. So,
yes, but you also stop reading in the middle to just like look at fucking bread.
Dude, it was buffalo chicken pull apart bread, man.
Okay, you're still in the middle of reading. Why are you looking at that shit, man?
Because it was on my Facebook feed. Fuck you.
Okay. Okay. So she's in your lap.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Naked, moaning your name.
Okay.
It's righteous.
Okay.
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 Wait, no. This time it's
Okay.
Now, imagine she's doing all that, but wearing just a cowboy hat. The image was pretty goddamn vivid in my mind.
Yes, Angie turned into Billy Ray Cyrus and was singing Achy Breaky Heart while having sex with me.
Don't tell my heart! My Achy Breaky Heart!
Probably a little too vivid. So vivid, in fact, that I... worried the sudden change in blood flow drew a bit away from my extremities.
Dude, just turn up the contrast.
Which would just quicken my cold-related death. Good thing about Vivid, though, was that it was easy to change the details when you could paint a solid picture of it. Fantasy Angie gained a cowboy hat, and my mind quickly ran through it all again.
Can you sing with all the forces of an orgasm? Can you paint with all the colors of the sperm?
There's only one color, unless you have something really wrong.
Yeah, guys, if you have red and sperm, go to the doctor.
Yeah, slap him
away. Right.
I want to know how you can paint with a rope.
Fuck you.
Grant yourself 15 points there.
Why is it always ropes?
Ropes.
Why is
Why did it have to be ropes?
Oh, damn, you're kind of right. Triumphant. With that short view into his mind about mind and sex life done, I pulled the scarf up over my face, squinted, and we set out with the two wheelbarrows in opposite directions to get the feeding shift done.
Feeding shit. Shit.
Beep, 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 shit.
Angie did her share early so she could man the desk for her grandparents' lunch break, and I intended to ask some hat-related questions when I finished and can meet up with her. I envied the Pokemon. When I cut open the first bag and started pouring, most of them responded as they would any other day, like they lived in some different world altogether. They scampered over to the familiar sound of pouring food.
Barf, barf, woof,
barf,
bow,
barf, wow, wow. Barf, as in, like, they threw up twice.
Barf, barf, barf.
Every moment I live is agony.
No twitch, no shiver, no drawing inward of the extremities for warmth. Even a furless Machoke seemed fine.
And not he's all muscle, bro. You know how hot that runs?
Yeah, bro.
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 Yo, bro, can you spot me real
bro.
Quick?
Bro.
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 I got a lift, man. Can you
even lift, bro? And not in the tough guy pretending not to feel it bro way. It completely unfazed him. It only made the cold that much more unbearable for me. They went on with their days, seemingly unbothered by the cold. Why does he keep repeating himself over and over again? We get it. It's fucking
boring.
Cold.
He's a boring person.
We had few Pokemon not commonly native to Sinnoh, and we rarely had one that came from another region. They had grown accustomed to the cold, even if they didn't have some biological defense against it in any way. Fire types had natural body heat that not only warmed them, but some of the Pokemon around them.
They all just have ice heels on.
Regardless of type, many had thick coats of fur to keep them warm, and some were just crazy enough to love the cold. Like the perky Glaceon who had just been registered that morning. When I finished pouring the food, I was just about to storm off to meet my friends and warm up when I heard a sneeze, followed by some shivering.
Oh, is this the part that Brian commissioned, or Brian's friend commissioned for the sneezing Pokemon fetish?
Yes.
My eyes moved along the crowd until they came across an Emolga huddled up on the ground and shoved aside by the larger Pokemon. She looked so cold she couldn't really assert herself, and pulling her arms away from her body would make her colder. The wet ice weakness of flying types aside, Emolga weren't native to Sinnoh, coming from Inova all the way across the sea, and it was unlikely she was hatched in Sinnoh and used to its winters. I didn't know anything about Inova winters, but she looked awful.
Next
so
up
I don't
is...
have any kennels?
Nope. Next up is Temsu.
Temsu!
Oh.
What do you mean, oh, you asked for this?
Defeated. Just, oh man, really?
You're on thin ice already.
Thankfully, this wintry rescue wasn't nearly so dramatic or risky. I just knelt down beside her, picked her up, and cradled her in one arm. The other grabbed the handle to the wheelbarrow, and I clumsily set out as fast as I could, holding the shivering electric squirrel close to me all the way.
Oh, sex with that thing's going to be shocking.
God damn it. Bills was already lying there unattended, and as soon as I got mine within a few feet of his, I let it go and dashed for the door. The break room was warm, heated by not only a normal electric heater, but two spaces heaters located by the window and door. It was
What's
nice
a spaces heater?
I know, right?
It physically heats every atom in that area.
Dude.
Well, that would be a matter heater, not a spaces heater.
Listen, David.
What?
It only heats areas that are between things.
The cosmos is made up of billions and billions of spaces. The
cosmos is made out of billions and billions of Pokemon.
Of chin Pokemon.
It was nice and toasty in there, and hopefully she'd be okay. She wasn't in danger or hypothermic, but nonetheless, when I shed my coat, gloves, and scarf, I held her in my arms to help warm her up.
Before I knew it, I could smell burning fur.
Oh, wait, no, that's pussy.
Swish.
The shivers stopped within a couple minutes, and her body opened up, unfurling from her heat-conserving ball, some color coming back into her face.
Can you say unfurling again?
Unfurling.
Oh.
He's channeling like a southern Carl Sagan, and
what
I
do you
like
mean
it.
Channeling? He is southern Carl Sagan.
Oh.
That's then. Natural Temsu right there.
It is. Can't confirm.
I set her down on the table in front of me. There you go. How about you just stick around in here for a bit? I'll get you some food when I come back and...
Stick on my dick!
Yes, stick on my dick.
Stick on my dick.
Emolga. Her tone was happy. I could get that.
Wolf Boy, what Wheel of Fortune are you spinning?
Oh, I just assumed.
I didn't realize it was that loud.
What do you win?
I want Steve-O as Carl.
Wait a minute. There's
John Cena.
Steve-O as Carl? Is that what I have to read as next?
Yes. I made random name pickers for the main readers.
Pecker.
So wait. You made a bingo card, and now you're dictating us what we should fucking read as?
No, I just made random name pickers for whoever to use for whatever.
Please continue, Tempsu.
Stop being so upset all the time.
Yeah, Steve, you'll really live longer.
You think I'm taking your job, Logan?
No, you're just gonna, you know, get your blood pressure too high, and you're gonna... So, trying to help you, dude.
Look, Logan, today's already bad. My left arm is numb. I'm short on breath.
So, taking a bear, aspirin.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Thanks, Southern Carl Sagan. I feel a lot better.
You're welcome.
I could get that much, even if it was still a little shaky. Her arms flapped about, and it was hard to make heads or tails of anything until she jumped back at me, clutching at my body with just a bit too much claw, and began to do something rather unsavory.
Savory.
Against my body.
Savory?
So it was Jesus-y.
Steve-O, would you stop doing my job?
No.
No, he's incapable.
I'm incapable of stopping.
Emo!
She shouted, rubbing her body against me in a way that was clearly not for warmth. Well, maybe some of it was for warmth. Her ears twitched, and she gave me the sort of innocent, seductress look that made my entire upper body just melt in its chair.
Question! If an emolga comes a lot of liquid, does it short circuit?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Confirmed.
No, what might happen though is that it's gonna make you more conductive.
I still think it's dangerous. He needs to wear like full gear as if he were in a factory.
Yes, he needs to put on a body condom.
He needs to have rubber shoes to ground himself.
The gleam in her eyes and the crooked smile on her face gave me little choice. Not that I really had many viable options. Have sex with Emolga or walk away feeling like an idiot. Was there really a second option?
Yes! Yes! Bomb! Yes!
There's like five options. One of them includes get the fuck out of there.
You're like, yo, I'm already tied down to like four other Pokemon. Maybe
seven.
Like,
and then,
seven.
At least one chick.
Two.
And at least two chicks.
At this point, there will be more.
Yes. Like,
including his sister.
Look, we ain't got there yet. No spoilers.
Dave, we spoiled this from minute one.
Don't spoil it, man. I don't know what's going to happen.
Chat confirmed new Pokemon canon, Emolga comes Gatorade.
It's got electrolytes. It's got what plants crave.
Yes. I wondered a little if she was even all that cold outside. She seemed fine now, and not in the haphazard, I'm able to live way where they're still a bit withdrawn. No, she was full of life again. If she had been tricking me, the act had been dropped almost as hard as my pants were. As I thought about it, the sparkle in her stare was a bit more familiar than I first thought. I knew another Pokemon with the same wicked playfulness to her, and that got me worked up. A better look at her, and I could see Lopunny's expression in hers, down to every last subtle element. Granted, I may well have been just seeing things, but hell, if that didn't get me from zero to horny in a second flat. With the mental image of her being just as devilish a slut as Lopunny firm in my mind, everything changed.
All right, so Lopunny is actually like human-sized. Emolga is like not.
Lopunny's not human-sized, Dave.
Hold on, let's
like
go
see. Lopunny's 4 feet tall, dude.
That's not human-sized!
It is if you're into short chicks.
Lopunny is 3'11".
Yeah, that's 12 feet. That's 1 inch short of 4 feet.
Which is not human size.
You never feel as big as you do when you're with a pygmy.
She's okay, well, wait. Megalopunny is 4'3".
There you go, see?
Oh, wow, pushing four extra inches.
Yeah, dude,
you know what? That's what I tell myself every time.
Dude, Emolga is 4'4".
Yeah, I was going to
say. Yeah, exactly.
And it's 11 pounds, so it's basically a half a dumbbell.
No, like, basically, a Moga is a flashlight.
It is yes. A heavy flashlight.
It's a furry flashlight.
That's electrical.
Yes.
It's a flashlight that's plugged into the mains.
I put her down on the table a bit more roughly than necessary, resting my cock on her lower body and rubbing and rubbing it against her soft coat a few times, leaving droplets of pre-cum in its wake.
That's inconsiderate.
The Imolga, being the size of a large squash, promptly drowned in the pre-cum.
Her back arched up and she pushed against me, which confirmed that this was going to be fun. The sensitive underside of my
penis
rubbed against her fur as I withdrew, adjusting my angle and thrusting forward again.
Penis? What's so funny about penis?
The way he, like, sort of paused and
then and went un-southern?
Yeah, it was funny to me.
That is funny to me. Apparently Carl was requested, so Carl it shall be.
Ow!
What was the ow for?
I had, like, it looked almost like a pimple on the in the middle of my little finger.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah. And painful.
I filled her in one motion, driving myself balls deep, yeah, into the electric road. Oh God. This is gonna be one of those days. My hands grabbed at her sides, pushing her against my body, and she lay on the table, squirming in my strong grip. Emo! She moaned.
No, that's just a form of music that nobody likes.
Touche. Emo! She moaned, drawing out the sound, so Emo! Tap. I pulled away and pounded back into her, and her back arched up again. Another thrust, and I had her. She didn't try to hide it, but the clear confirmation that she was just as pervoided. No, that's...
Pervoided?
Pervoided.
I'm going to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Perverted. There we go. That's how it is. And playful as I hoped, certainly. My brain just stopped. I don't know what happened. It just stopped.
Is that the fart noise we heard?
Brr. Sort of.
Okay.
Playful as I hoped, certainly made the incoming rough treatment guilt-free. Not that I'd have been all that guilty about it anyway. She was my first electric type, and it was quite the experience. Tiny shocks, this is awful. Barely enough to be noticeable, seemed to tickle my skin as it slipped into her tight, slick folds. Tickle is a word I never thought Carl would ever say. This is not something that occurs in his lexicon. It wasn't enough to do any kind of harm, but it jolted my nerves and do awareness damn well. A low electric hum and crackle. Crackle came from the sound circles.
Yes.
Snap, crackle, pop.
The round circles on my cheeks as they sparked from the spare electricity. I didn't know how much I... Son of a bitch!
He's trying so hard, guys.
But he's not getting very
far. I'm not getting very far. I didn't know much about
it. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
In the end, I'm going to punch you in the bladder.
Oh, dude.
I didn't know much about electric types and their sexual characteristics, but from what I did, this seemed normal. Ain't nothing normal about this, me, man. And so long as the inner shocks kept below anything painful, it was quite enjoyable. My nerves were attentive and sensitive because of it, and the fact it was kept local to my pelvic region made it a unique feeling compared to the usual, holy shit, everything is awesome! Euphoria.
Everything is awesome!
I was used to. Just like that time I shoved Legos in my butt.
Ah!
That doesn't sound awesome.
That doesn't sound awesome at all. Carl, why would you do that?
It hurts when you step on a Lego, man.
Hurts going in, hurts coming out.
Stop.
Feeling as decadent as a king. I can't keep this up. I kept up a solid pace in the flood. This is I don't understand. How has his writing changed to be so hard to read?
flop.
Left hand typing.
No, yeah. No, no. This is like three hands typing where it's too eloquent. Like, this is too much.
He's typing with his dick.
He's got a proofreader, finally. Feeling as decadent as a king, I kept up a solid pace in the flying type. Her slick twat was warm, drenched with juices, and eager to accept
with
me inside
Gatorade.
Her. Mm, yes.
Yeah, slick with Gatorade.
Yes. Get those electrolytes. Her small frame meant that even though she was likely well and thoroughly fucked by her trainer, she was still more than acceptably tight for me to enjoy.
Wow.
Again, this is kind of weird. Kind of
very presumptuous.
Kind of dicky. Kind of super dicky.
Dicky.
Super dicky and also doesn't know how a vagina works.
Well, I don't think I'd want to know how a vagina works on a
one-foot
animal. Someone
who writes fan fiction not knowing how vaginas work.
It's like a full-time occupation there. Her feet pushed against me as she slithered about on the table, unable to hold still while basking in the fucking she received. So it's like it's a Tickle Me Elmo that Home Improvement took in.
Bask in the fucking...
Tim Allen overclocked to Tickle Me Elmo, and now it's just going all the way across the floor.
He overclocked to Tickle Me Elmo, and it murdered his family.
Brushing against my thigh, her tail reacted just as every other Pokemon's tail did, which was fucking wonderful for me. Rapidly becoming a kink of mine. No.
Marf. Marf.
She was particularly good at working me up. For one, she didn't keep quiet. A constant stream of incomprehensible poke speak came out of her wide open mouth, which...
Something like that.
Yeah, she was hair metal in the 80s. Which I could only imagine to be the filthiest, most orgasm-inducing dirty talk ever spoken. Just like David, the Emolga was just reciting Wikipedia during sex.
The War of 1812 was a pretty fantastic time for the British.
I feel like it kind of wasn't, Dave. Considering they lost that war.
Humiliating loss.
Her tone helped a lot in that, being wrought with hunger and the kind of debauched lust that would drive me wild if put to words I could understand. My mind could only begin to imagine what they meant, and that turned me on immensely.
So it's immensely. Is it like the equivalent of fucking a strange, like, in a different country that you don't really speak the language of?
Just so FYI, I have to step away to pee real quick, so if it comes my turn, cover for me.
You are after me, so I can't really cover for you. Go pee quickly! Oh, where was
Beautiful.
I? My hands tightened on her hips, and in compliment to son of a bitch!
Now release your anger.
Let the hate flow through you. My hands tightened on her hips, and in compliment to my thrusts, I began to move the really light Pokemon along the table. It was something Lopunny was too heavy for, and Meg was too not slutty for. But
she
with her,
not slutty, really?
I not could slutty. Do it.
Her eyes widened and she cooed.
Having fun there.
A little bug down there at the end.
I'm done! I can't!
No, okay. You still got a paragraph!
Emperor Pigeontine! Cooed. Son of a bitch. Eventually, the table became an obstacle. It got in the way, and several harder thrusts had my legs pushed against the table uncomfortably. I whisked her up, angled myself so that I could do the heavy motions and remain upright, and held on tightly to her. Each thrust rocked her body, and in parentheses, until the break of dawn, making her shake and tremble. I think you mean rock and roll? As
I was going to say shake, rattle, and roll.
That too.
Yeah.
As her insides clenched and shifted about my dick.
That's a problem, and you should probably stop before she gets internal bleeding.
Yeah,
you've probably torn her open at this point.
Yep.
With nothing...
Take a pee!
Did we go to medical school between the first reading of this and the second one? Because I feel like we're being more medically analytical of this.
No.
It's
Emolga's what? A foot
it's
and how...
It's all the comics
makes
me red.
A foot, 1 foot 5.
What? No.
The average dig is 6 inches. The average dig is 6 inches. So.
Oh God.
We're getting into fucking that Jack and Dexter fic territory again.
With nothing where beneath her.
All the organs
her.
Just shit.
Yeah. Can we never go back there?
Yeah, that's a never again kind of thing.
I can't go back there, Tim. With nothing beneath her to absorb some of the energy, the full force of my rough thrusts shook her body. And she
That's a good band name.
And she rough loved...
Rough thrust.
Rough thrust. Rough thrust.
Why'd you say that 10 times?
Rough thrust, rough thrust, rough thrust. Rough that plow. No, I fell apart, guys.
Oh, no.
And she loved every minute of it, David.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. What page are we on?
72. All right, so faster I pull the...
Fuck. Oh, no! My foot and mouth disease has spread!
Wait, I don't have anthrax. Faster I pulled her against me, not even trying to match pace, as I just pressed her into my lap again and again. The crackling grew louder as visible, white gold streaks of electricity sparked from her cheeks. It coincided with her body going limp, save for errant twitches in response to my thrusts, as it is all just overwhelmed her. As it all just overwhelmed her. She came to me and acted like a slut, so I merely gave her the appropriate level of fucking. All right, real talk. As an aside, being a slut is not a bad thing.
No.
Well, I think slut is a demeaning terminology, but being sexually promiscuous, if you're okay with that, is absolutely fine.
Yeah, if that's your MO, man, fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge you?
You want to fucking emolga? Just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go for it, man.
I mean, if your dick becomes limp and you can only get up with electroshock after that, I mean, you take risks.
Look, man, we're not Tim Curry. We're not going to make it weird, all right?
Well, no, there's already something called E-STEM.
Yes, I know what E-STEM is.
Yeah.
It seemed like I had guessed right. I wondered if she expected when she seduced me to end up being so roughly used and ravaged. Sexual tension carried over from the night before. No, Amy never did clear out at a reasonable time to give me some privacy. If you were asking, none of us were. And was focused on the lucky gal who had seduced me at just the right time. She
just
was gonna
right
get
the
it.
Right time.
Just right the... Oh, fuck. It does say just right the right time. She was going to get it, to be certain. All too soon, actually. The electric stimulation of my cock made me weak. Extended by more hours than I had the mental clarity to count of abstinence.
Oh,
my orgasm came hard and fast. And I could still muster...
Whole hours of abstinence.
Whole hours, hey. Logan. Bro, I one time went like a day without it, man.
Wow. Wow. That must have been really hard for you.
Yeah, I know, right? Me.
Did you faint?
You mean more like a week?
No, shut up.
What? It's okay.
No, it's not okay. They think I have sex with you every hour.
Well, that's
Dave, I basically know every time that you go to have sex because you say, okay, gonna go hop in the shower, guys.
Wait, don't we establish 2 episodes ago that there are fucking air horns whenever people have sex now?
And if you don't, it just plays sad Hulk themes.
No, it plays taps. That's what it does.
Weak cock, yes. Your cock is painfully weak. Not like Logan's, which is masculine and can do judo flips.
I didn't know that.
My cock can do judo
flips. Yes, your cock can do judo flips, Logan.
Cool.
He's like, this is news to me. Great. Hard and fast. Muster a decent reaction. I lay her back down on the table and rested my cock on her body. Like before, I think she could tell how painfully close I was, pawing at it gently. It throbbed in her grasp, the base rubbing against her drenched slit. A single twitch and a lion's share of backed up semen spurted it right out. Her eyes widened and her mouth followed, eager to accept the spurt of 2.5 days of carom, amped up by the residual effects of funky cold Medina.
What? Medina?
Medina.
Yes. Mangina.
Mangina. The kind of facial usually unseen from humans graced the electric... I'm not saying that. That's
do it! Do it!
No.
David.
She's not getting paid for this.
Hooray!
She's not that.
Hooray!
It's Huri.
Yes, Huri.
Whose face and upper body got a hefty coating of white
as well as a solid amount deposited in her mouth, might I add, which she gladly swallowed. As I pulled away, another spurt painted her entrance, which I parted from the penetration, pure white. The power of the orgasm brought me straight to my knees, and then it got all over me as she queefed right on me.
Oh, no!
Good timing for her, it seems, since she wasn't letting me go anywhere until she came. Not wanting to leave the naughty Pokemon hanging after giving me such a strong release, I took three fingers and began to vigorously finger a very vigorous fingering section.
Have you ever tried to stick your fingers in an electrical socket?
Yes, it's not pleasant. I've been zapped by up to 600 volts.
There we go. That's what having finger fucking with a Nemolga's like.
Uh-huh. I don't think that's true, but okay.
Keep going.
Pardon me. I'm done. Leaves.
No, you're not. There's no page number. There. You still got two paragraphs.
What? Bullshit.
David, you go until it says
P107. Oh, it's just a regular line. Oh, ha ha ha. Boy, you look like an erector arm has just fell right into your lap. Angie mused as I stepped back inside, my coat wide open with a goofy grin on my face that made me feel a little bit more billish than it was any sort of safe. It sort of did, I said, my doofy smile turning into a grin that tipped her off without saying too much. Let's just say that there was a very vigorous game of chess waiting back at the break room for us, and she's enough of a hoorie to put Lopunny to shame. Okay. So my subtle speak in code in case Elaine comes in, attempt died about halfway in. But I really
was.
I see it. But I really was. Fuck.
Hey Dave, if it'll help you focus, I found what the shortest Pokemon would be to fuck.
What?
It's a tie between Joltik and Flabébé.
Yeah, Joltik.
Is Joltik a tick?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's a tiny electric spider.
Hey, guess what a tick is? It's an arachnid. Boom.
Got him. They're both 4 inches.
Wouldn't fucking a Flabébé be like...
You wouldn't fuck the flower, no.
Look, man, you gotta give her the stamen and put it with her pestle.
It would be Tim in Fairly Apparent.
No.
With
the flower.
Yes.
No. Not now.
Without the toothbrush.
But all those tick dicks. You can't have that without tick dicks.
There you go. Joltik.
I was really too elated to care. After getting her off, I left her to resume my actual duties. Actual work duties.
Nice.
While she waited back at the shed, presumably so she could get some four-way action when we were off the desk shift. Emolga was awesome.
Bill Cunningham. No.
Whoa.
R.
Emolga are awesome. Fuck, what? God damn it.
See, I'm not the only one suffering tonight.
Fucking Bill Cox's head. Whoa, I didn't know the pony played chess.
Alright, next up is Wolf Boy.
Our friendship seemed to be at the point where I just accepted it, not bothering to explain anything, or even respond sarcastically. I just sat down in the chair beside Angie, rested my feet on the desk, and leaned back.
I think there needs to be at least 4 more lean backs after that.
Do the rock away.
No chance, I just pulled my pants in. Do the rock away. Lean back. Lean. I hate that song, by the way.
And yet you're singing it.
It's one of those things. They did.
I worked at a car dealership in 2004, and that song was on fucking constantly.
I had some comment about life returning to normal that probably would have made a good note to end on something. But to end something on.
Sean, let Val do her job!
Fuck! I had some comment about life returning to normal that probably would have made for a good note to end something on. But before I could properly form it, the door opened.
Cue a Resident Evil 2 door opening animation. That was really good!
I know! Played the shit out of that game when I was a kid.
The beginnings of relaxation died immediately as the day...
Yes.
Damn it!
As
the second day in a row, my happiness was killed off by the presence of the spoiled midget walking into a room.
His happiness.
Let me at your computer, He-Man!
I have the portal!
That's very good, Steve.
Amy stepped in, undoing her coat, and walking straight for the desk, holding a brown paper bag.
It's got poop in it!
Oh.
I forgot to light it on fire.
You know, someone did that to my house when I was younger, and then I just let it fucking burn, because I'm not stupid.
David, did the house burn down?
No, it didn't burn down. It just, the paper bag stopped being on fire, and it was just like, oh.
Sad poop.
It was sad poop.
It was char poop.
I'm sorry, I groaned. You have the wrong place. To get to, don't even finish talking. You just have some stupid comment you think is witty. I get enough of that at home.
Wait, so is this guy me?
Yeah, she is you.
No, the guy, the person who makes the stupid comments that he thinks are witty but aren't.
David, did you ghostwrite this?
You're the main character.
I guess I did.
You're the main character who fucks all the Pokemon in the daycare.
So wait, if all of us FNF hosts and staff would be in here, who would be who? Obviously, I would be Amy, because I have a secret crush on David.
So that makes me the protagonist then, huh?
No, Dave, you would be, Bill.
Why would I be Bill? Bill's an idiot. I'm smart.
You know what? Logan's a pretty objective person. Let's let him do that. All right, Logan, assign us.
Okay, let me think.
Don't think, feel.
Don't think, don't blink, just go.
If David is Bill,
David's definitely Bill. Steve-O is Angie.
Yeah.
Val is Leith. I don't think I fit this story.
Well, whatever.
I'm pretty sure you're the Chikorita.
No, I don't feel like there's a character.
No, Logan, angry. You are Leith because you're snarky and pretend to be well read.
But no, I am well read, and there's no character in this that's actually angry enough.
Come sit upon your simple farmer's lap.
So Judy's a little bunny.
Please continue.
No, we didn't finish.
She put the bag down on the desk. Here. You forgot your lunch. I looked down at the bag, then up at her, then repeated the process a couple of times for good measure. She was right, actually. I had forgotten to bring the lunch I packed. What worried me, though, was why she brought it. Did you stick the sandwich in the toilet or fill it with salt? Nothing. I just brought you your lunch in the cold to be nice to me. I'd complain that shape-shifting aliens have kidnapped my sister and replaced her. But really, you're an improvement. I can't complain about that. She shot me a hard glance, something snippy on her tongue, when the door opened and the matronly daycare owner emerged. Oh, Amy, hello!
Hello!
Hi, she said back, feigning sweetness, smiling at the woman as she bit down on whatever barb she had ready for me. My brother forgot his lunch, so I was just bringing it to him.
I'm gonna have sex with him soon, you know.
As she spoke, I opened the bag, legitimately hungry, and ready to inspect the food for any alterations. I didn't even get that far, though, when a folded piece of paper met my hands. I pulled it out, thinking the texture all wrong for a napkin. On it, it said, "Ask about the Pokemon right now, or I'll tell Mom about all the downloads you're hosting. She's been asking why the internet is going so slow."
Look, jeez, Amy, I'm hosting Linux distributions. God!
Yeah, seriously, Red Hat? More like, what is it?
Red Cock?
More like Black Hat, am I right?
M'lady.
Logan, you're up.
Oh.
You're up, do it!
Okay, just gotta scroll down.
Oh, man, such effort.
Yeah.
He's trying his best, man, come on.
Our friendship seemed to be at the point... Oh, what am I... 106? I thought it was 107.
Nope.
My 108?
Yep. We're making progress.
The bitch!
Say that again, please. Slower, less loud.
The bitch!
Damn you, Rosebud!
Rosebud!
Penis!
Forgetting the fact that I had no idea how she knew I'd been working the desk or that I'd been doing it at that exact moment. Or how she hoped to stall until Elaine could come by. She was blackmailing me. Well, further blackmailing me on top of the stuff she had already had on me. The brat had taken advantage of our arrangement to dig up more dirt on me and ensure I got things done. I was almost sort of proud of it. Oh,
Now that I see her, it reminds me. Elaine, Amy's birthday is coming up, and I was wondering if there were any unwanted eggs lying around that we could try to hatch up in a few weeks.
Know that.
I think you...
Yeah. Lying around, we could try to hatch up in the next few weeks. She furrowed her brow and thought a moment.
Not any that would have a big enough dick for her, but I'll check around in the next couple of days.
I don't know. Omelets are really hard to come by these days.
Not right now, but we should have one by the time it rolls around. And I promise, Theory, I'll bring it right to your house. Does that sound good?
Yes.
I guess so. That sounds pretty all right.
Yes.
You can listen to the rap music still?
Stop that.
Yes, she said with the kind of happiness that you could only ever be fake in expressing.
Yes!
That would be great, ma'am. Thank you so much. The little devil was going to burn for that, I promise.
This is morbid.
He's going everybody to kill his sister after he has sex with her.
I feel like everybody could really just use a Klonopin or something, you know? Just something to really take the edge off.
Hold on. Should I go take a couple shots?
I mean, if you want.
Are you telling me not to?
An epinephrine?
EpiPen shots?
No, not...
An epidural!
No, not an epidural either.
Go read I'm Gonna Go Get Booze. If you finish, Sean's after you.
Can you send me those chapter 15 already?
I am aware that Tabby originally had an Infernape in every other story she's appeared in, but my life as a Pokemon Ranger was canon only in the original version of Celesion. And we'll find out some of this version of Tabby's backstory eventually. But generally, if it happened in the original, don't take for granted that it will happen or happen the same way here. The Delicati Purloin thing from a few chapters ago was a legitimate drunken mistake, though. Also, a few people have asked me how Angie can have a southern accent if it takes place in the Pokemon world, where the southern United States sort of doesn't exist.
That's a lot of Zoroark part! Holy shit!
Well, lots of planets have a south.
Lots of planets have a south. Great hand wavium.
Dedicated reader. No, I don't have an estimate for new chapters release times. I put them up when they finish, and I don't have the most solid schedule or work ethic. Between other stories, which I do write, and things that aren't writing, I can never know when the next one will come out. Core, I'm in the midst of one myself. Yeah, Montreal is hell in winter, and when I wrote the chapter, we were having one of those too cold to finish a single thought cold snaps. As for scale of penis and Emolga, bear in mind that I do scale up a lot of Pokemon just so sex with a human is actually possible. And I never felt the need to give Adam's penis any definite descriptions, so just imagine it's as long as you want, I guess.
It goes all the way through.
All the way across the world.
All right, Sean.
His penis is 6 feet long and a millimeter thick.
It's a fucking sword?
Yeah, it's a fencing sword.
It's a rapier.
So, is this what having siblings is like?
Oh god, my anus is clenching!
Good. Lying on my bed and flipping through channels, trying her best to hear the television over the frantic typing storm I was brewing on the computer beside her.
Somebody give me a typing storm!
That was
a pretty short storm!
That it was a like, microburst.
Yeah, that was the shortest shower.
Here, let me give you one.
It sounds like you're on the typewriter.
No, it sounds like you're progressively breaking graham crackers.
No. What? No. It sounds like you took a typewriter and put it in the dryer.
Y'all need better keyboards.
A drying machine.
Great keyboard.
Yes.
I have a pretty terrible keyboard, to be honest. It's like a 15-year-old Logitech.
Oh.
Back when Logitech was actually, like, super-duper tough.
You mean the part about the endless stream of constantly escalating juvenile pranks and Daffy Duck schemes that will only be resolved when we sit down and agree to a truce, either to fight some greater evil like Mom's new boyfriend, or come to realize we're a lot more alike than we thought and come to have an actual friendship?
It's going to be a lot more than friendship.
Is he hoping that his sister turns out to be Vegeta?
Yes.
Kakarot.
I'm the principal. Saiyans, what? Adam,
Give me the power of your computer.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I tried.
That part.
Yes, that's precisely what it's like. Only without the sitcom convenience of mom having a boyfriend.
Me.
Yeah, I'm with this guy, man. What are you talking about, Steve?
Which Lee? You two discovering you're not so different? Oh, please.
Oh, are we going to get the we're not so different, you and I speech?
We're not so different, you and I.
Wait a minute. You also like fucking emolgas? Oh, God, no. That's awful.
I mean, it's like right there on my hobby list.
It's on your MySpace profile.
But nobody has MySpace anymore, Steve.
I know.
It's LiveJournal!
Come on. She steals books and movies from you so she can read and watch them, and has a sarcastic response to everything.
I stared back hard at her before returning my gaze to the screen.
I don't care to talk to you anymore.
I can't take it when someone's telling me the truth.
This hurts so much.
Cuts deep.
With again, our everybody is the worst person, except they're not Archer, so none of them are charming.
Exactly.
With our banter over, it left me with full focus to finish rigging my series of little traps left for her.
Wait, so when their banter is over, does it just go, finish?
Yes.
After the lunch fiasco a few days earlier, war had been declared.
What?
War was changing.
Yeah, but it's not gonna change, it never changes.
War never changes. She had a few days to think no retribution would come to her for her acts. Letting her settle complacently into her victory, it would make everything so much sweeter than when she cocksuredly... Run right into everything I had rigged up for her. With Mom out of the region on business and Tabby and I on our way to Bill and Angie's once we were done, Amy would be with only Leith to bear witness to it. Done! I exclaimed, giving my desk chair a spin.
Whir.
Show me,
Tabby said, rolling off the bed and leaning over the side of the desk to see what I had rigged up.
That's when I decided to take my pants off.
Sounds had been changed so that when she boots it up, she'll be greeted by the loudest, most unlistenable black metal I could find.
Cher on ice.
Do you believe in love after
Do
love?
Do you believe in love after love? After love, after love.
Love. She usually listens to music, so she'll wait for the sun to finish before doing anything. Next, I rigged some system files so that when she tries to access the site she usually goes on, she'll hit the unpleasant surprises of redirects to sites with nothing but a single embedded flash video on them. They're all irritating.
Oh my god, you are worse than Hitler! Next up is Temsu.
Next, I've rigged alarms so that every 3 minutes a system alert comes up and it plays the scream that opens the sound that plays on startup.
Tony, when did you show up and start doing your Vincent Price impression?
I mean, Tony's Vincent Price is okay. I think I like Temsu's better. It has subtlety to it.
Yes.
What's subtlety? Yep. I'm not familiar with this word.
It's what you do when you're not being me.
Thus the computer is rendered completely unusable and she's locked out of it. And best of all, the webcam is rigged to start recording when the computer boots up, so I'll be able to watch it back when we get home for a laugh.
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom!
Despicable.
The Q36 explosive space modulator.
It's just a Pokemon ejaculating.
How are you going to reverse all these? Or is the plan to sacrifice your own computer for the sake of mildly annoying her?
I have a locally saved restore point, as well as one on my portable hard drive, which I'll be taking with us. It can easily be fixed, but this will show her that I mean business and am not someone to be toyed with.
Or that you're insane and have too much free time on your hands. You know she's just going to lash back.
with something of her own. We won't have any time to spend together next week because you'll be on your crazy Captain Ahab crusade against her. Come on, Tabby. That's absurd.
Can you say absurd one more time?
Absurd.
That's like AMSR for me, man.
No, please. Call me Ishmael. I groan, pulling her into a kiss. You're lucky you're...
No, no, no. Closer.
Yes, thank you.
That turned into mic spam.
You're lucky you're so damn cute. Now, come on. We're going to be late. Sure, but wait. Where's Lev? Downstairs, I think. Probably watching a movie or something. Let's head out. We'll talk to her on the way down. I started to shut the computer down and make my bed as she turned off the TV and made sure her clothes were on properly. I was right about her being in the living room, but she didn't seem to be watching anything. She just lay there, staring pensively off into the distance. Lathe. Oh, hey, boss, she said. And there was something about her tone I couldn't quite pin down.
Actually, I think you should go more so like, oh, hi, boss.
No.
Hi, boss.
It was hard to explain or even to fully understand. I chalked it up to her being tired. We're off now. Amy is due home in about 20 minutes. Ask her for anything you need, and hopefully you'll be able to stand her.
All right, have fun.
She leaned up and pecked me on the cheek, though something in her eye caught my concern just before Tabby grabbed me and took me away.
Anyways, this has been Friday Night Fanfiction. Thank you to our hosts, David, Logan, Sean, Referee Val, guest Tensu, and Wolf Boy. And oh, God! Oh!
I was here.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't, because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by Steve-O. Broadcasted by Steve-O. Birthed by Steve-O. Ruined by David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here because I'm humble, damn it. Opening song, Analoch, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in Mave. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5 terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple! To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter, or Facebook, or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered, mostly in chocolate sauce.